Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
So, yesterday we learned that menus aren't actually just lists of food and prices, like I thought.
That's right. Restaurants use their menus to increase their profits, and they have several ways of doing this.
Mm-hmm. One trick they have is to put the most expensive meals at the top of the page, because that's the first place people look.
Another trick is to point out which dish is the chef's favorite, mm-hmm. or chef's recommendation.
Mm-hmm. And you're more likely to order dishes that have a picture in the menu, too. Your brain responds better to the picture.
Finally, restaurants will change the fonts in the menu.
Mm-hmm.
They might make the text bold, mm-hmm. or use different colors, too.
That's right. All of these tricks are designed to make you pick some dishes instead of others. Now, we often do this because they're more expensive, they'll make the restaurant more money than cheaper dishes.
Yesterday, we said we would have even more menu secrets to tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's find out what they are now.
Great.
Reading.
Learn to read between a menu's lines. Does the description, slow roasted pork belly with a honey glaze, make your mouth water? It's supposed to. Menu engineer Greg Rapp knows that longer, more detailed descriptions sell more food. The more you write in a description, the less it costs in the customer's mind, according to Rapp.That's because they believe they're getting more for their money. While reading a menu, your eyes might glide over a dish's price. Menu engineers often use nested pricing. This is when the price is included directly after the description, written in the same font. Nested pricing makes it easy to miss the price.They'll also 86 a price's decimal point and dollar sign from the menu. The last thing engineers want is to make their customers think about how much money they're spending. Some menus use nostalgia to encourage customers to buy specific items. Don't be misled by a menu item called Grandma's Chicken Soup. The name might remind you of your childhood,But it probably won't taste like your grandma's soup. With this new menu awareness, you can eat, drink, and be merry, all while spending wisely.
Are you ready to feel hungry?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, here in the first line of our article, it says, does the description...Slow roasted pork belly with a honey glaze. Make your mouth water?
My mouth is watering now.
Now I really want slow roasted pork belly with honey glaze. All right, this verb roast, we used slow roasted as an adjective, but the verb is roast. When you roast food, you cook it in an oven, usually for a long time, like 1 to 2 hours or sometimes longer.Now, you can also roast food over a fire, like marshmallows or hot dogs. Here's an example. We roasted the turkey in the oven for 4 hours to make sure it was fully cooked.
Roast 这个动词是烘烤、火烤。那文章中的 roasted 是一个过去分词做形容词用，表示呢烘烤的、火烤的。那 slow roasted 就是慢烤的。那同样的意思呢，我们也可以用 roast 来当做一个形容词，也就是烘烤的、火烤的。所以烤鸡我们会说 roast chicken，烤牛肉我们会说 roast beef。I am hungry.
Your belly wants some food. That's the next word we're going to talk about. The word belly. It's a noun. Now.One way of using belly is of saying it's your stomach or the part of your body between your chest and your legs. Now, when talking about an animal, the belly is the soft lower part of the animal's body, which is usually high in fat if it's an animal you eat, like pigs.
Mm.
All right, here's a couple of examples. We've got 7 hungry bellies to feed, so we should start cooking now. That's where we're talking about stomach. Here's another one. The dog rolled over and I patted its belly. Aww.
Belly 在人的身上指的是肚子，也可以用 stomach 这个字来说。那在动物的身上呢，指的是腹部。文章说到的 slow roasted pork belly 也就是慢烤猪肚。
Now I know pork belly is actually really popular in Asia. I see it a lot in ramen dishes.
Yes. It's delicious.
It is. Okay, well, we're almost done describing this dish, but there's a couple things more we need to talk about.And that is the word glaze, as in a honey glaze.
Glaze 指的是呢涂在食物表层啊让它看起来比较光滑亮泽的涂层酱汁。
Okay, just one more time. Slow roasted pork belly with a honey glaze.
Actually, the name has already drawn my attention.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
慢烤猪肚加上 honey glaze, 蜂蜜酱汁。Yum!
That does sound really good. I love honey, so... Okay, Elsie, do you know what I have to say about this? Good. Do you know why it's
why?
Good?
Why?
Because here the menu says it's supposed to make your mouth water.
Oh.
We just said here it's supposed to. We just kind of cut that down, but...It means it's supposed to make your mouth water.
Oh, 那些字本来就是要让我流口水的。So they did a great job.
Yeah, they did. They really did. Okay, let's find out what this phrase, be supposed to do something, means. When you're supposed to do something, you are expected to behave in a certain way, often because there are rules you should follow or someone has asked you to do something. Here's an example.I'm supposed to get to school early today to meet my group project members before class.
Be supposed to do something 代表的是应当做的事情或是一般认为应该做的事。Students are supposed to do homework. 学生应该要做作业。Students are supposed to study. 学生应该要读书。Students are not supposed to have hair dyed.学生不应该染头发。There are just too many rules.
All right, well, let's find out why our mouths are supposed to water,even though I'm still a bit upset about this no hair dyeing thing.
Oh, yeah, in some schools, students are not allowed to do that.
I feel like if you want to have green hair, you should be allowed to have green hair. Oh, well. Okay, here in the article, it says, menu engineer Greg Rapp knows that longer...More detailed descriptions sell more food.
Oh.
Okay, now let's say you have 2 menus for 2 different restaurants. They both have the same menus, okay? The menus are the exact same.
Yeah.
Okay, one menu over here writes a dish as pork belly. And the other menu says slow roasted pork belly with a honey glaze. Which one are you more likely to buy? Pork belly?Slow roasted pork belly with a honey glaze.
Of course, slow roasted pork belly with a honey glaze.
Exactly. Now, here's the reason why. The article says, the more you write in a description, the less it costs in the customer's mind, according to Rapp. So, even if the dishes at the restaurants are exactly the same and exactly the same price, you're probably going to buy the one with more words.Because it sounds like you're getting a better deal. One dish is slow roasted, and it's pork belly, and it has a honey glaze. But on the other menu, it just says pork belly. It doesn't say honey glaze, it doesn't say slow roasted, so you don't know if it is.
Right, 也就是说呢，菜单上的叙述越多，我们就不用自己去想这道菜上面会有什么东西。And this makes us want that dish more.
And all that...is the reason that the article says this. That's because they believe they're getting more for their money.
So, it sounds like you are getting more for what you pay because of the extra words.
That's right. And the menu with fewer words, it doesn't sound like you're getting enough for your money.
Yeah, I agree. Extra words mean extra money. Less words mean less money.
It does sometimes work like that, exactly. Okay, now here's another menu secret. If you thought we were over or finished, you're not even close. While reading a menu, your eyes might glide over a dish's price.
Glide over 是眼睛扫过的意思。当然了，我们在看菜单的时候，眼睛会扫过餐点的价格。
Okay, now, sometimes you don't even see the price.
What?
Your eyes just completely miss it. Now, there's a special reason for this, and here the article tells us what it's called. Menu engineers often use nested pricing.
Nest 这个动词是使东西侵入某物的意思。那 nested pricing 是所谓的内侵价格。它的设计目的呢，是在让人阅读菜单的时候直接略过价格，点自己想要的菜。So there is the dish's price on the menu,、
mm-hmm.
but we might just order the dish without noticing the price.
Exactly. Now this is an especially sneaky way to trick you. Here in the article, it describes how it's done.This is when the price is included directly after the description, written in the same font. So they won't change, they do change the fonts a lot.
Yeah.
When you use nested pricing, you want to use the exact same font. So it looks like the description, even though it's the price.
就融合在一起了。Oh, I see.
Okay, so the restaurant...is trying, it's doing everything it can to make it harder for you to see the price. They don't want to leave it out. That's、mm-hmm. not fair, right? But they don't really want you to notice it. Now, that's why here it says nested pricing makes it easy to miss the price.
所以说呢，价钱写在叙述餐点内容的文字后方，让你看完叙述流口水之后呢，略过价格直接点餐。It is very sneaky.、
Mm-hmm.
Next time, I'll make sure I check the price before I order the dish.
Well, you should always do that, but you'll see this sometimes. You just make sure you look extra hard for
yeah,
it sometimes.
I will.
Okay, so that's not the only thing they're going to do to the price, though. There's other things that they're going to do to it.
Really?
Yes. They'll also 86 a price's decimal point and dollar sign from the menu. Now, if you're wondering why I used a number in that sentence, 86, there's a good reason why. It's today's shortcut for you, so we're going to find out what it means right now.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, how did everything go on your first day at the restaurant?
Terribly! I don't even know if I should go back. I think the kitchen staff hates me.
Why?
Well, I kept putting in orders for dishes that were 86th. And I may have started a small fire in the kitchen.
You started 86 kitchen fires?
No, I meant the restaurant no longer had those dishes. To 86 something means to reject or get rid of something.
Oh, I see. So to 86 something means 取消或拒绝.
Yeah, well, anyways, maybe things will go more smoothly tomorrow.
I hope so. Otherwise, your boss might just 86 you.
Okay, welcome back. You just learned that when you 86 something, you get rid of it. So here in the menu, they're getting rid of the decimal point and the dollar sign completely.
Decimal point 是小数点，菜单上呢会去除小数点，还有 dollar sign 也就是金钱的符号 ，and their customers won't notice the price.
Exactly. Now there's a good reason for doing this and nested pricing. Here in the article it says the last thing engineers want is to make their customers think about how much money they're spending.
菜单设计者最不想要的事就是让客人去思考他们要花多少钱。The last thing somebody wants is, 后面再带出不定词 to V 原形用来表示某人最不想要的事情是什么。For example, the last thing I want is to upset you. 我最不想做的事情就是让你不开心。
So, dollar signs?Decimal points, and even the numbers themselves all make people think about money. But if you think about money, you won't want to spend it. So engineers try to take those things away. Some menus won't even use numbers at all. They'll write the numbers out as words, which are called numerals, N-U-M-E-R-A-L-S, numerals, so that you're reading words, not numbers.
所以呢，将所有会想到钱的符号啦、小数点啦、数字都删除，顾客就不会想到他们要花多少钱了。Mm-hmm. Are there any other tricks?
Of course there are. Here's another one. Some menus use nostalgia to encourage customers to buy specific items.
Nostalgia, 它是名词，代表怀旧、恋旧的情绪。那如果我们说感到怀旧的形容词，我们会用 nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
So, Erin, what makes you feel nostalgic?
When it comes to food, macaroni and cheese.
Oh,
reminds me of my mom's house. And a lot of times, different smells will make me nostalgic. When I smell roses, I think about my grandmother, things like that. When I smell mountain fresh air, I think about trips I used to take in the mountains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
For me, when I see my uniforms from high school...
Makes you think of your old friends?
I think of them, yes.
That's nice. Okay, so this feeling of nostalgia is pretty great. It makes you feel really great. But don't be fooled. Here in the article it says, don't be misled by a menu item called Grandma's Chicken Soup. Okay, now we use the verb mislead here. When you mislead someone, you make a person believe something that is incorrect or not true. Not a great thing to do. Here's an example. I thought the sale lasted for 2 weeks, but it only lasted for 2 days. The store's ad misled me.
Mislead 这个动词呢是误导的意思。三态怎么变化呢？是 mislead, misled, misled, 也就是 lead, led, led 的变化。那文章当中呢，我们用到被动态 don't be misled, 不要被误导了。不要被什么误导呢？不要被 grandma's chicken soup, 阿嬷的鸡肉汤给误导了。
Mm-hmm. Another important thing we should note, the prefix M-I-S, miss, often means no or not, or opposite of good or bad.
所以 lead 是引导，那如果前面加了 M-I-S, 这个否定的字首的话呢，就是不被引导，那就是被误导。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...What's so misleading, that's the adjective form, what's so misleading about calling a dish Grandma's Chicken Soup? It says here, the name might remind you of your childhood, but it probably won't taste like your grandma's soup. I know it never tastes like my grandma's soup. All right, this verb remind, something that reminds you of another thing, makes you think about something you knew about in the past.I know that my grandmother made amazing chicken noodle soup. So if I see a menu that says Grandma's Chicken Soup, I might start thinking about the food I loved when I was young. That might make me buy it. Here's another example. This song reminds me of my high school friends every time I hear it.
Remind 这个动词呢是提醒，使想起。Remind somebody of something.Or somebody 代表的是使某人想起某人事物。那我们也可以把 of 换成 about 也是可以的。A song might remind you of somebody or something. A photo, 照片 a movie, 电影 or a smell, 味道 can do the same.
Okay, so you see...Grandma's chicken soup on the menu. Now you're thinking about your grandma and that soup and how good it was. But it also said it probably won't taste the same. This adverb, probably, is used when we want to say that something is likely. For example, will you come to my party tonight? Probably. That means you're about 95% sure, but you don't know 100% yet.Here's another example. Nate is probably going to be late today. He's late almost every day.
probably 它是一个副词，代表或许可能，形容词呢是 probable， 也就是可能的。那 menu 上的阿嬷的鸡肉汤会让你想起你的童年，可尝起来的时候呢，可能一点都不像你小时候喝的阿嬷的鸡肉汤。 So it's also another way to trick customers' money.
Yes, and I will say this is the one that I fall for the mostBecause
really?
I loved my grandma's chicken soup. And that's a popular menu item in Canada. Just a chicken noodle soup.
But every time you order that soup,
it's just never as good. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's good. Okay. But it's never like my grandma's. Okay, so now you know the menu secrets. What should you do?Here it says, with this new menu awareness, you can eat, drink, and be merry.All while spending wisely. Okay, so awareness, this noun, when you have awareness of something, you have a knowledge or an understanding of it. Now, you have enough information to understand a subject. For example, these people are trying to raise awareness about plastic pollution on Taiwan's beaches.
Awareness 这个名词呢是认识了解 To raise or to increase awareness of something 代表是唤起对某事物的认识 For example, we need to raise awareness of cancer、mm-hmm. 我们需要对癌症有更多的认识又或者是 We need to raise awareness of environmental issues 我们必须要对环境议题有更多的认识那去掉字尾的 N-E-S-S 我们就看到了 aware 这个形容词知道的意识到的Thanks to the article, I'm aware of these sneaky menu tricks.
Mm-hmm. I just want to draw your attention to one sneaky last phrase I threw in that article for
you.
Eat, drink, and be merry. It just means to go and have dinner and have drinks and have fun.
Happy, be happy,
yeah,
right?
Be merry. All right. That brings us to the end of our article. So it's not quite time for us to say goodbye. We need to finish off with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back to For You Chat. This is one of my favorite questions.
Mm.
What dish reminds you of home or your childhood? Please explain.
There are a lot of dishes that remind me of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
芹菜豆干好了，这个is one of my favorite.
Okay.
It's tofu with celery.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of my childhood a lot because it is one of my mom's specialties.
Yum. Well, maybe I'll get to try it someday.
What about you?
Well, one of my favorites, it's not a fancy meal or anything. Mm-hmm. It's something I used to eat a lot as a kid. And there's a couple of different parts. So we have this dish called Kraft dinner.
Yeah.
In Canada. In America, it's called macaroni and cheese. It's not like when you cook in an oven. It comes out of a box and it has this yellow powder. And it's not very good for you, but it's just, it's one of my favorite things. It's really easy to make. You can buy it in Taiwan sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So every time I see it, I go and I buy like 10 boxes of it. And when you eat it, sometimes it's the best to eat it with hot dogs inside it.Or to put it with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Ooh, you know I like mac and cheese a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Don't buy my mac and cheese. All right. Well, what about you guys? This is something that you can probably list off just dishes and dishes and dishes. I know I have a lot more, but we're out of time. So we're going to say goodbye. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Learn to read between a menu's lines.Does the description, slow roasted pork belly with a honey glaze, make your mouth water? It's supposed to. Menu engineer, Greg Rapp, knows that longer, more detailed descriptions sell more food. The more you write in a description, the less it costs in the customer's mind, according to Rapp. That's because they believe they're getting more for their money.While reading a menu, your eyes might glide over a dish's price. Menu engineers often use nested pricing. This is when the price is included directly after the description, written in the same font. Nested pricing makes it easy to miss the price. They'll also 86 a price's decimal point and dollar sign from the menu. The last thing engineers want is to make their customers think about how much money they're spending. Some menus use nostalgia to encourage customers to buy specific items. Don't be misled by a menu item called Grandma's Chicken Soup. The name might remind you of your childhood, but it probably won't taste like your grandma's soup. With this new menu awareness, you can eat, drink, and be merry, all while spending wisely.
Vocabulary Review.
Roast. Dinner will be ready soon. The chicken has almost finished roasting. Belly. My dog rolled onto its back, hoping I would rub its belly. Mislead. The company was fined for misleading its customers about the quality of its products. Remind. This movie reminds me of my brother. It's his favorite. Probably. Matt is probably going to miss the meeting. He just told me he's stuck in traffic. Awareness. A lack of awareness about cycling safety in this city has led to several accidents.